You could start us off by explaining what is the Purple and Gold Auction.
Our Purple and Gold Auction, this is our 23rd annual Purple and Gold Auction. It's held at Western Hall. This is the largest fundraiser for Western athletics throughout the year. It actually kicks off the year, being the beginning of the year here. Students are coming back. We're getting into football season. This is a social event that we host every year that, again, like I say, is a fundraiser for Western athletics.
And when you say we, who's doing it? Is it the athletic department? Is it a boosters club? Who holds the auction?
It's a basically a group of volunteers that serve on the auction committee. We do have some guidance from Sean McDonough and Kelsey Homewood and a lot of the grad assistants in the athletic office. They're the ones that keep us on task, and they do a lot of the work. I mean, we go out and do the footwork as far as getting the donations, those kind of things, but they do all the paperwork. They put the program together. They do all the hard work.
All right. So this is organized through the athletic department?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When is this year's Purple and Gold Auction?
This auction is Saturday, August the 25th. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. The silent auction will begin then, so I would suggest people get there early to preview all the items because we will have several items in the silent auction. We will have dinner at 6:30. At 7:45, the silent auction will close. Then by that time, you have to have all your bids in. That's when it stops. 7:45, again, we start the live auction at that time.
How do you decide what items to put into the silent auction and what items go into the live auction?
That's a tough call. We have over 200 items, and it is really hard to segue out the 40 to 50 items we want in the live auction. In the past years, we have had more live auction items, but we've scaled that back in the last two or three years to be able to get the event over by 10 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. We were dragging on a little later, and people, you know, and it makes for a long evening. So our goal is to have the auction over by 10 o'clock.
What can you give us an idea of what some of the items will be that will be auctioned this year?
Sure. And to go back to the live a little bit, I guess, we like to look for the more popular items, some of the trips, some of the sports memorabilia, those kind of things that people are looking for. We like to have those in a live auction.
Things that get some heated action going,
that's right.
Perhaps.
We've got some competition there.
Some excitement.
We want two bidders for every item. That's the key. But to answer your question, some of the items we will have this year, and this will be silent. Live, I won't categorize, I guess, right now what it is. But we do have a condo in the Marathon Key, Florida, over the spring break from March 9th to the 16th, I believe are the dates for that. This is an item from the Moe family. They've given it to us in the past, really, really nice condo. That will be, I'm pretty sure that's in the live auction as well. So that's one of the trips we have. Each year, Hy-Vee Grocery donates us gas coupons. Matt Straight, Measured Hy-Vee, has graciously given us, again, a $35 coupon per month for a year. So if you purchase that item, you're going to be able to walk into the Hy-Vee gas station and buy $35 worth of gas each month for a year with that coupon. So that's kind of a neat item as well. We have a gas grill from Walmart this year. Let's see, some of the other honorary coaches, that's always a big popular item. We do have several different coaching teams the teams, the coaches have given us the honorary coaching passes for those. So, and those are on our website as well. So you can look those up and see what trip you might want to go on.
You mentioned the website. What is that address?
The address to the Western website is goleathernecks.com.
All right, and there's a section set up for the Purple and Gold auction?
Yes, you'll be able to click onto that, and it will show all the items that are in the auction this year and a description of each.
Can tickets be purchased online? Do you know?
They can do that online as well, or you can call 298-1190, ask for Sean or Kelsey, and they can line you up with tickets and give you more information about the auction at that time.
How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $35 a piece. If you have a group of eight, which is what our table sets, you can purchase a group of eight for $250. So you can save a few bucks there. spend a little more money at the auction that way.
All right. And it looked like you had a few more items you wanted to mention
there. Yeah. And I might mention we're talking money a little bit there. We do also have a raffle each year. We award two $500 cash prizes to the lucky winners. You can buy your raffle tickets prior to the auction. You can buy them there that evening. The cheerleaders will be selling the raffle tickets that evening at the auction. You can purchase them there. We will draw those tickets before the silent auction is over, so you'll have two people will have $500 to spend that night if they choose to. So,
okay.
Some other items we have. Another popular item, Holiday Tournament of Lights and Union Reception for 25 people. This is done at the Union. The Go West bus will take you on a tour of the holiday lights around the town. For football fans, Lions and Bears tickets for a Monday night game, October 22nd at Soldiers Field. Could be very interesting. Coca-Cola has given us, again, the use of a vending machine for 1 year, along with 52 cases of Coke product. So that's kind of a neat thing. Dave and Ardith Ford, another popular item. They make concrete Rocky Bulldogs and paint them. They're going to have several of those again at the auction this year, and those are always popular items for all the.
What are those? Look similar to the little statue that's outside the football stadium.
Similar, but not as big.
Yeah,
these you can carry home. they range in size. I mean, they range from like a 9-pound one to a 30-some pound.
Mm-hmm. So,
and we would be more than happy to help you get them to your car if it's too heavy for you to carry. So.
Okay.
We've got from Heartland Bank, we've got a Chicago Bulls suite for 14 people. That game is to be announced yet. We're still working on that date, along with four parking passes to that event. We have another Hayden Fry Iowa helmet autographed by Hayden Fry, former coach at Iowa. Big seller last year. We were lucky enough to get another one of those this year. A week's stay in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. This week will be April 13th through April 20th. So that's an item we've had in the past, another nice trip. Brian Urlacher autographed photo. Brian's a very popular Bear player, of course. We were lucky enough to get another autographed photo from him this year. Fly fishing trip to the White River in Arkansas, another item. That's a new item this year for us.
You really have a wide range of stuff that you're auctioning
off. Yeah. A lot of different things.
And a lot of sports-related items,
exactly,
too.
A lot of memorabilia. We're lucky enough to have some contacts. Different people have different contacts, mm-hmm. and we're able to get popular sports figures to sign jerseys, balls, whatever. Our golf cart is back again this year. We've had that every year for I don't know how many years now, but we're selling a 2008 electric golf cart, a club car, which is one of the most popular brands of golf carts, has all new batteries in it, which are mm-hmm. about a $500 item. That golf cart comes with a paint job from Swedes Auto Body. Mike will paint that golf cart for you any color you want. You can leave it like it is, but if you want to paint it your team colors or whatever, Mike will paint that cart for you. So another nice item there. President's box for the last home football game versus Youngstown. That's a box for six people to be with President Jack Thomas and his wife mm-hmm. For the last home game. Let's see. We've got the Fusion Tech people in Roseville have made us another tailgater grill. This is a grill that mounts right on your tailgate of your pickup where you'd pull your trailer with or whatever. You can take it right to the game, drop your tailgate, and grill right off the back of the truck there. That's a neat item, too. It's well made. I mean, and they do a lot of stainless steel work up there, a mm-hmm. lot of precision stuff, so it's a nice item. Mike and Melissa Inman purchased the jukebox at our last year's auction. They're going to donate that jukebox back this year.
Oh.
It won't fit in their basement, so they decided to donate it back. So have a chance to buy a jukebox this year as well.
Does that come with records included?
It has 100 CDs in it. Now, that will be delivered by M&M Vending to our auction. They request that they deliver it to the new buyer's home or wherever mm-hmm. they want to take it to. It's an item that needs some professional moving.
Sure.
So we need to make sure we get with the buyer that night and arrange for him to get it or her to get it delivered to their property by M&M Vending. So, Timber Hill Nursery and Century 21, again, have donated a $500 landscaping package this year. It was a very popular item last year, chance to spruce up the yard a little bit, that kind of thing. We've got Brewer and Pittsburgh Pirate tickets for September 2nd in Milwaukee. We've got White Sox and Kansas City Royal tickets for September 7th. That comes with a parking pass. Cubs and Cardinals tickets for September 23rd.
That's at Wrigley Field.
That is in Wrigley Field. Four tickets there. Let's see.
At least one of those teams might still be in playoff contention.
I'm thinking one of them will be. It's not the team I cheer for, but that's okay.
Likewise. So it goes.
Yes. We're used to it. We do have a unique item this year. We've got a autographed 15 by 18 photo of Walter Payton that was signed by him, donated by his widow, Connie. Of course, Walter's no longer with us. But that's something that there aren't any more of.
Right.
So that's a neat item. Rams and Packers football tickets for October 21st in St. Louis. Again, one team going quite a ways this year, one team not so much.
Well, we have yet to see what the football season. Sometimes there's some surprises
So. Couple more trips that we just received in the last week. A week's stay in Lake Tahoe. This week is March 2nd through March 9th. This comes from the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Bill Epperly. Mm-hmm. Very nice package there. And I'm going to mispronounce this name, I know. It's Kiwi Island, I believe. It's a golf course in South Carolina, rated the number 4 public golf course in the nation. They just had a big PGA tournament there last week.
Uh-huh.
4 passes to that site along with hotels. So, and again, a very unique item that we don't always get. Got a Tony Russo signed baseball, Marian Hossa jersey for the Blackhawk fans.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers football helmet signed. Again, just a lot of neat things. The Iowa State game that Western will play in, we've got 4 seats in a VIP seat suite to that. I mean, we can go on and on. There's just a lot of items. Like I mentioned, good to get there at 5 o'clock and preview everything. You know,
I think you mentioned this is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the athletic department.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what is done with the money raised?
The money goes to upgrade facilities. We've put money in the weight room in the past. We rehabbed a classroom at Brophy Hall. Again, whatever needs are at that time, that's what we're going to fund.
Get spread out across the athletic department then, it sounds
like.
That's
right, yeah. It's not, you know, doesn't drop into a bucket and get diluted out. It's a specific need, so that's just...
And why is it needed? I mean, the athletic department would be funded through the university. Why are fundraisers needed to help supplement what it's already receiving?
I think there's always needs. I mean, I think, you know, budgets are tight. I mean, it's not just us. It's everybody. You know, the economy is a little tough right now. Not that it has been for the 23 years we've been doing this. But again, I think there's always the need for additional items, upgrades, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, 23 years. Do you have an idea what some of what types of projects have been funded in the past with this money?
Yeah. We have, I think the first item we ear tagged, I believe, was the upgrade of the classrooms in Brophy Hall for the students. Then we did a lot of work in the weight rooms. We've done a lot of upgrading there. Keep them up to code. I think they have audits every year to make sure everything is safe, that kind of thing, life safety issues, and we've helped out there. The training room as well. So, that's kind of – I think Western's been fortunate to have individuals step forward and enhance the locker rooms, which has been a big thing too, big improvement there. So, again, just kind of sometimes general maintenance.
Yeah. Every little dollar helps, I imagine, with any aspect of the university operation.
I think that's true, and more so in today's economy. I mean, you know, everybody knows everybody's under budget constraints. I mean, the state, federal, whatever. And, yeah, it's I think it's more important today probably than ever. And unfortunately, everything costs more today than it used to, too. So that's that's part of the issue.
That's the way it goes.
Seems to, exactly, yeah.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
Just to remind people, we're opening the doors at 5 o'clock. You know, get there as early as you can. Pick up your packets if you've already registered. If not, we can register you there. Questions, you can call 298-1190. Ask for Sean or Kelsey. Go on the website, goleathernecks.com. Again, the price is $35 per person. We've tried to hold that price, you know, for several years now. Sodexo does a wonderful job. We've been in Western Hall, I believe, for 5 years now, and I think one of our concerns going over there was how they're going to get the food moved down there and how they're going to do this, you know, but it's never been an issue. They've done an excellent job. The live auction is directed by the Louderman family. They've been supporters of Western and Macomb forever. I think we're into the third and fourth generation of those people now, and they do an excellent job.
So you have professional auctioneers actually leading it. Yeah.
You know, as good as you're going to get around here, that's for sure. So they do an excellent job for us. And just remember, too, that this is a fundraiser, so if you pay a dollar more for an item than you think it's worth, it's going to a good cause.
All right. And is there a dress code for this? It sounds like kind of a fancy evening.
You know, it used to be called the Gala, and I think it still is, has that title. But no, we'd like to have for you to have shoes on and a shirt. I mean, other than that, be comfortable. Make sure you're comfortable enough you can keep your hand in the air when the auction starts. That's the main thing. So, no, there is not a dress code, but dress however you feel comfortable. And there'll be ties there. There'll be polo shirts, the whole nine yards. So. Just we want you comfortable. To maybe talk a little bit about that. We do have wine and beer free throughout the evening, too. So that's compliments of one of our sponsors. So
all right.
That's a little bit of a plus there, too.
So, open bar.
Open bar. And, again, we promise you the auction will be over by 10 o'clock. Your items will be paid for, and you'll be on your way.
All right. Thanks.
You bet.